Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹，早上好。
Good to see everybody. It's always nice after a summer to come back and just be refreshed with the saints.
非常高兴再次看到弟兄姐妹。每次夏天结束，感到又再次回来，看到弟兄姐妹，感到心里面重新有一种新鲜的力量。
I'd like to open by reading a few verses from the book of Hebrews, chapter 1.
我们一起打开希伯来书第一章，我们一同来读几节圣经。
Read from chapter 1, verses 1 through 4.
我们一起读第一章第一节到第四节。
God, who at various times...and in different ways, spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power,when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they.
神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天之大者的右边。他所承受的名既比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
So I agree with my brother that I don't think it's a coincidence that we're talking about glory this morning.
我同意弟兄刚才所说的，我们今天讲到荣耀并不是偶然的。
I promise you, I didn't know you were reading chapter 5 of the Octave.
我真的向大家保证，我不知道大家今天要读救赎八段中的第五段。
Let's have another word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Dear Lord, we are just so thankful that we can come together today and remember you around your table.
主啊，我们今天能够再次在桌子面前一同纪念你，我们心里面实在满了感恩。
We are your people, and you are our God.
我们是你的子民，你是我们的神。
We're thankful that you've given us your precious word that we may see you.
感谢你把你宝贵的话语赐给我们，让我们可以来认识你。
We pray that you would open up the eyes of our hearts today, that we would see more of you now as we dig into your scripture.
求你开我们的眼睛，让我们今天能够在你的话语里面能够更深的、更多的看见你。
Lord, we've all seen something, but we want to see more of you today.
我们已经看见了一些，但是今天我们愿意看到更多。
So we ask for your enabling as we open up your word and the speaking and the hearing of it, and just turn to you and ask your Holy Spirit to really have free reign during this hour.
让我们一同打开你的话，一同来读这些话，来思想你话的时候，求你开我们的眼睛，让我们真的能够被你所开启。
In Jesus' glorious name we pray.
奉耶稣基督荣耀的名。
So I open by sharing these verses and speaking about Jesus and his glory.
那今天我要开始的是分享这些话，就是要让我们看到耶稣的荣耀。
And as I begin, I'd actually like to pose a few questions to us.
那么开始的时候，我愿意问大家几个问题。
And it may seem like questions that don't necessarily relate to the verses that I read.
这些问题跟我们所读的经文好像也没有什么关系。
What is God's will?
神的旨意是什么？
What are we here for?
我们听到，我们为什么要听？
What is our purpose?
我们的目的是什么？
Well, it's interesting that this week the U.S. Open tennis tournament is happening right here in New York City.
有趣的是今这个礼拜在纽约市是美国网球公开赛。
Maybe there are some tennis fans in our midst.
我们当中也有一些网球，也许有一些网球迷。
In fact, actually, last night, I was in Flushing and drove by the stadium.
那么昨天在法拉盛的那个网球场。
And every year when they have a tournament, they try to market it and get people to be get attention for it.
那每年公开赛的时候，他们都会做广告，要吸引人，要引起人们的注意。
And it's so interesting what the theme is for this year's U.S. Open.
那么今年美国公开赛的主题很有趣。
This is their tagline.
就是他们是这样来做广告的。
Built for glory.
为荣耀而建。
And it struck me when I read this advertisement.
那我读到这个广告的时候，我真的印象很深刻。
Built for glory.
为荣耀而建造。
Of course, these are the greatest tennis players in the world.
当然，这些人是世界上最伟大的网球运动员。
In fact, I don't know, before I had kids, maybe 10 years ago, I went to the US Open one time.
十年以前，当我还没有小孩的时候，我曾经去观看过一次美国网球公开赛。
We had a cousin who gave us tickets and we had front row seats.
那我的亲戚给我们的票是在第一排。
I'll never have front row seats again.
我只有在那一次是坐在第一排。
But we watched Roger Federer, who probably is one of the greatest tennis players of all time, play a match.
那么我看到那个网球运动员 Roger Federer 是也许是人类历史上最伟大的一个球员。
His serve was precise.
他发球非常的准确。
His forehand was powerful.
他的正手攻击非常有能力。
Maybe the greatest backhand of all time.
也许是历史上最伟大的反手击球选手。
Glory?
荣耀吗？
Is that glory?
那是荣耀吗？
It's a word that sometimes, you know, we think about it. Sometimes we underestimate the value of words.
当我们思想荣耀这个词的时候，常常我们都没有都不够认识这个词的重要性。
And it's almost like the organizers for this tennis tournament have kind of co-opted the word glory and taken it for something that's not necessarily glory.
就仿佛呢，这次比赛的组织者他们对这个词的使用，其实呢，把这个词的意义降低了。
There's many ways that this happens in our life.
在我们生活中常常会发生这样的事。
I'm guilty myself.
我自己也有罪过。
I use the word awesome.
我使用的是 awesome 这个词
all the time
我一直用这个词
oh that food was awesome
这道菜实在是太棒了
you could just fill in the blank for whatever way you would use words like that
那么在很多情况下你都可以使用这个词
I live in Manhattan and I ride the subway every day
我住在曼哈顿每天都乘地铁
and when you're on the subway you're up close to people
那么在因为乘地铁你要和别人靠得很近
And sometimes you find yourself looking over people's shoulders
有的时候你会发现你就在别人的肩膀上
And I'm sometimes surprised at how often I see people playing video games on their phone
那么我常常看到人在手机上玩游戏
And there's one particular game and please don't take offense to this
有这样一个游戏请大家我希望我不会得罪大家
That seems to be one of the most mindless games that you can play
也许是最不需要动脑筋的一个游戏
It's called Candy Crush
叫做什么 Candy Crush
There are pieces of candy on the screen and they just blow up
就是屏幕上呢有一些糖果这些糖果呢会爆炸
It's extremely silly
十分愚蠢
But I was watching this woman play
我看一个女看到一个妇女在玩
And every time a piece of fruit I think it was a fruit or candy or something like that exploded the screen said divine
那么每一次呢当那个糖果或者水果爆炸的时候那个屏幕上就会显示神了
Divine?
神了吗
Glory?
荣耀吗
Awesome?
真的棒吗
What is glory?
荣耀是什么呢
Right, because we have to take off all of the things that we are influenced by in this world when we hear of these words and then see what the truth is in God's word.
当我们思想荣耀按照神的话来思想这个荣耀的时候我们要把这世界上给我们东西统统除掉
So again I ask, what is glory?
所以我要再问一遍荣耀是什么
It's a word in the Bible that's used hundreds of times
这是在圣经当中使用了上百次的一个词
So the word in Hebrew is kavod
在希伯来文中叫做 kavod
You probably need to have more of a slur to say it in Hebrew like kavod or something like that
那在希伯来书中要发这个词的话你要用比较特别的声音。
I'm no Hebrew scholar.
我认识一个希伯来的学者，希伯来文学者。
But the word as translated means something like weighty.
那么这个词翻译成呢，就是像
weighty gravity，
哦，就是像有吸引力的一个东西
，something of substance，
就是有实质性的东西
，significance，
非常重要的。
You know, my children are very small.
我的孩子还很小。
They're very light, my children.
他们的分量很轻。
You can pick them up and it almost feels like they're not even in your arms.
你把他们抱起来的时候似乎毫无感觉。
We were babysitting a one-year-old recently.
最近我们有一个一岁的孩子。
And that kid was weighty.
那个孩子很有分量。
You know, you can tell when there's something that's just dense and weighty and has gravity.
那么就是呢他质量很大，分量很重，很有这个引力很大。
God's glory is weighty.
神的荣耀就是很有分量。
It has substance.
是很有质的。
And there are many ways that we can look and try to describe the angles of this glory.
那么有很多方法可以从不同的角度来讲荣耀。
One way is to consider that God's glory speaks of his fullness.
那么有一种方式呢，就说神的荣耀就讲到他的丰满。
God never does anything part way.
神从来不会半途而废。
Everything he begins, he completes.
他所开始的，他就结束。
Of course, we know scriptures that speak about he who has began a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
圣经里面讲到他所开始的工作，他要在耶稣基督里面完成。
We see that fullness as we consider creation.
我们在看他创造的时候，也可以想到他的丰满。
How he rested at the end of creation because all that he had set out to create had been created.
那么在他六天创造之后，他就休息了，因为他要造的，他都造了。
Nothing is left undone that ought to be done.
没有一样该做的没有做。
And of course, we can speak and share the whole hour about Jesus and how he glorified and completed everything that the Father had sent him to do.
我们可以一直一直地讲耶稣基督如何完成了神要他做的一切。
So one way to just think about God's glory is to think about his fullness.
那么我们思想神的荣耀的时候，其中有一点就是他的完全。
But even just looking at his fullness doesn't fully capture the weightiness of his glory.
那么讲到他的完全还不能完全的描述他的荣耀。
You see, you also have to think about God's beauty.
还要讲到神的荣美。
You know, we just sang this hymn, Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌，愿耶稣基督的荣耀借着我彰显。
Right? Who is the beautiful one?
谁是那位美丽的？
Even I think we sang in a hymn during the Lord's table, how lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news.
那么刚才播饼的时候，我们也唱了那首诗歌，那就是传福音的人他的脚中何等的佳美。
And I think it's the second verse that's speaking about Isaiah chapter 53.
那么第二节讲到的是以赛亚书第五十三章。
It talks about how Jesus had no particular form, or there was nothing about his appearance that was attractive.
那里面讲到耶稣基督他没有他没有美容让我们所羡慕。
But there's something about the sweetness and the beauty of Jesus that's just so attractive.
但是那里面讲到耶稣基督他的美丽是那样的吸引人。
And this is tough to describe in our words.
就是我们用我们的话难以描述的。
But sometimes we need to just think in an analogy.
所以呢，有时候我们只好用比喻。
It's almost like thinking about the most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
就是让你想象你见过的最美丽的是什么。
And God's glory is exponentially more beautiful.
而神的荣耀则远远的超过这样的美丽。
Right, so if you're married, you'll remember your wedding day.
如果你结婚了，你想象你婚礼的那一天。
I remember standing in the front.
我记得我自己站在前面。
Waiting for the doors to be opened.
等候那个门打开。
Seeing my bride.
看到我的新娘。
Beauty.
美丽
okay, 真美丽
真美丽
right,
so beautiful
right the most beautiful right
是最美的是不是
but still God's glory is even more beautiful
但是神的荣耀是更加的美丽
so we think about his fullness we think about his beauty
那么想象他的完美他的美丽
we think about how God's glory speaks of light
那么神的荣耀也讲到了光
Light is a truly amazing thing.
光实在是非常的奇妙。
No matter how dark it is, light always breaks through darkness.
无论黑暗有多么深重, 光总能够刺破黑暗。
And light also speaks of truth.
光也讲到真理。
How in God's glory, not only is there this brightness of light, but there's also full truth.
讲到神的荣耀, 讲到神的真理的时候, 不单单是光, 而且是完美的光。
And the opposite of that is Satan, who is the father of lies.
而撒旦呢,则是撒谎人的父,
who is a deceiver.
他是欺骗人的,
but God is truth.
但神却是真实,
and light.
是光。
How else do we see God's glory?
我们如何认识神的荣耀?
You think about his radiance.
想到那个光辉。
There is a overwhelming brightness to God's radiance.
在神的光辉里面是无比的明亮。
Recently, my family was out in Seattle.
最近我们家一同去了西雅图。
And my son, who's 5 and a half, was sitting at the window seat.
那我5岁半的儿子呢,是坐在靠窗的座位。
So you know, when you're flying at 30,000 feet,
当你飞翔在3万米的高空的时候,
and the windows are down, the window shades are down,
当窗帘拉上的时候,
my son couldn't help himself but open up the window.
但是我儿子一定要把窗打开。
And what happens if you've ever done that on a flight is that the brightness is almost blinding.
那么当在飞机上你这样打开窗户的时候,
right.
那个光线似乎让你眼睛都睁不开。
Like you open up the window and then you have to turn away because it's so bright.
那么你打开窗户之后, 因为光太强了, 所以你要转过去。
So that's just a way that I picture this brightness.
我就用这种方式描述那个光。
But his brightness is even brighter than that.
但是神的光却比这更要明亮。
It's like his glory is the superlative of all these superlatives that we describe.
那么神的光就远远超过我们所刚才所描述的这一些超明亮的。
Remember Moses in Exodus chapter 33.
摩西在出埃及记第33章。
There's this section here where it talks about how there was a promise that God gave of his presence for Moses.
In
verse 14 of chapter 33, it says this, and he said, that's God, God said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.
33章第14节,耶和华说,我必亲自和你同去,使你得安息。
Then he said to him, this is Moses now responding, then he said to him, if your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here.
那么摩西说, 你若不亲自和我同去, 就不要把我们从这里领上去。
And I'll continue, for how then will it be known that your people and I have found grace in your sight except you go with us? So we shall be separate, your people and I, from all the people who are upon the face of the earth.
人在何事上得以知道你我和你的百姓在你面前蒙恩呢？岂不是因你与我们同去，使我和你的百姓在地上与万民有分别吗？
And the Lord said to Moses, I will also do this thing that you have spoken, for you have found grace in my sight, and I know you by name.
耶和华对摩西说，你这所求的我也要行，因为你在我面前蒙了恩，并且我按你的名认识你。
And he said, please show me your glory.
摩西说,求你显出你的荣耀给我看。
Then he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion.
耶和华说,我要显出我一切的恩慈,在你面前经过,宣告我的名,我要恩待谁就恩待谁,要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。
But he said, you cannot see my face, for no man shall see me and live.
又说你不能看见我的面,因为人见我的面不能存活。
And the Lord said, here is a place by me, and you shall stand on the rock.
耶和华说,看了,在我这里有地方,你要站在磐石上。
So it shall be, while my glory passes by, that I will put you in the cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand while I pass by.
我的荣耀经过的时候,我必将你放在岩石穴中,用我的手遮掩你,等我过去。
Then I will take away my hand, And you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen.
然后我要将我的手收回，你就得见我的背，却不得见我的面。
What an amazing glimpse of how even God tries to convey how bright His glory is to Moses.
我们稍稍看到了一点，神要向摩西描述他荣耀的时候是何等的情形。
I mean, we have to remember this is Moses.
我们要记得这是摩西啊。
Who spoke man to man to God.
他可以跟神面对面的说话。
Not many more in that we can see in Scripture had more intimacy with God than Moses.
在圣经里面，我们几乎看不到有什么人能够像摩西这样跟神亲近。
But despite that nearness and that intimacy, still God's glory was too much for Moses to fully see.
虽然呢，摩西跟神有这样亲密的关系，但是他还是没有办法来面见神的荣耀。
I have to imagine that God was pleased that Moses asked to see His glory, though.
我相信当摩西来求神要看他荣耀的时候，神是喜悦的。
So He gave him that taste.
所以呢，他让他神让摩西稍微尝到一点。
I'm going to let you see what I know you're capable of appreciating or being able to see without being overwhelmed.
所以呢，让摩西能够真的是能够看到一点。
What a blessing.
何等的祝福啊。
To get a taste of His glory.
能够稍稍尝到他的荣耀。
But this passage speaks of all these things that we just mentioned.
那么这一段呢就讲到我们刚才所说的那些。
Right, the fullness and the beauty and the radiance and the brightness.
神的荣耀，神的美丽，神的完全和神的真理。
And there's something here that we see in Moses that we also see in Job.
那么在摩西这里看到的呢，我们同样在
In Job.
也在约伯身上我们也看到
how it's not enough just to hear about God's glory
不单单听到神的荣耀
we need to see it
我们也要看到
of course we know there are many scriptures that speak about how we need to have that first hand experience with the Lord
那么我也知道圣经里面有很多地方讲到说我们要第一手的经历神
you know in the book of Job there it's chapter 42
在约伯记第42章
Where Job was a righteous man.
他是一个公义的人。
And then he says in Job 42, verse 5,
在约伯记第42章第5节
I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you.
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
And this is coming after a few chapters where God is speaking about the wideness and the depth and the power of who He is.
这是呢，在约伯记前面几章，神讲到他自己的他的能力，他的宽度，他的深度。
I don't mean this in an irreverent way at all, but in those chapters, it's almost like God is talking trash.
那么我在那几章里面，神好像真的是就好像在对摩西。
He's saying, like, were you there when I did this?
就好像这真的是在非常的贬低摩西，对摩西，对贬低约伯，对约伯说，我创造这些的时候，你在那里吗？
Do you know how this works?
你知道这是怎么回事吗？
Do you know how this is made?
你知道这是怎么造出来的吗？
Totally humbling.
让约伯完全的卑微下来。
And this is, remember, this is Job who was a righteous man.
要记得这是义人约伯。
But he was humbled because then God showed him, even in his sharing with him, how much glory there was in himself.
那么当神告诉他在他里面是何等荣耀的时候，约伯就不得不谦卑下来。
And Job had to respond and say, I've heard of you, but now I've seen you.
所以约伯只好回应说，我风闻，过去我风闻有你，今天我亲眼看见你。
There are so many scriptures in the Word that speak of God's glory.
在圣经里面有那么多的经文讲到神的荣耀。
And just to mention a few.
再说几处。
So in the Psalms, we often see this picture of God's glory.
在诗篇里，我们常常看到神荣耀，神的荣耀的图画。
And David spoke of it often.
那大卫常常这样说。
In Psalm 19.
诗篇第十九节，十九篇。
Psalm 19, verse 1 says, The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork.
诗篇第十九篇说，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
And sometimes this is tough for us to see because there's so much light pollution that we can't even see the extent of the glory of the heavens.
现在对我们现在的人说，这一点有时候我们看不到，因为呢晚上太多的光线让我们看不清天空。
And as much as we see His glory in the heavens, in Psalm 8 it says this.
那么每次当我们抬头看到他在天上的荣耀的时候，诗篇第八篇这样说。
Psalm 8 verse 1 says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth.You who set your glory above the heavens.
耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美！你将你的荣耀彰显于天。
So as glorious as He set His glory in the heavens, His glory is even beyond that.
再说他将他的荣耀彰显于天，他的荣耀也超过这些。
And then, of course, in Psalm 29,
在诗篇第二十九篇。
Where it's speaking about kind of this response to God for His glory.
这是对神荣耀的回应。
It's from verse 1, it says, Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory, do His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
神的众子啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，归给耶和华，要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他，以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。
So we're starting to see this connection between God's glory and what we ought to do in response.
在这里面，我们看到神的荣耀和我们应当对他荣耀回应之间的联系。
And then there's so many scriptures in the New Testament.
在新约圣经里面有许多的经文。
I'm sure at some point in your life you've memorized what's often called the Lord's Prayer.
那么我们记得我们常常会把神的主导文背诵下来。
Where in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus is teaching the people how to pray.
马太福音第六章，耶稣教导人应该如何的祷告。
In what manner to pray.
那么祷告中什么是重要的？
And of course it says in Matthew 6 from verse 9,
马太福音六章第九节说,
In this manner, therefore pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
所以你们祷告要这样说, 我们在天上的父, 愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临, 愿你的旨意行在地上, 如同行在天上。
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们免我们的债如同我们免了人的债
And do not lead us into temptation but deliver us from the evil one for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever Amen
不叫我们遇见试探救我们脱离凶恶因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的直到永远 Amen
Right, so his is the glory
这就是荣耀
And then what we began with in that Hebrews passage,
当我们来看希伯来书那一节经文的时候,
that Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 particularly,
特别是一章三节,
it says, who, this is speaking of Jesus, who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power,When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high.
他是耶稣，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。他常用他全能的命令托住万有。他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边。
As much as we can look at these things for glory, more than anything else, we look to Jesus and we see glory.
当我们讲到荣耀的时候。我们要定睛在耶稣基督身上，他超过一切其他所有的。
Jesus is the brightness of God's glory.
耶稣是基督荣耀的光辉。
The exact image of God.
是神本体的真相。
All that glory in Jesus.
耶稣一切的荣耀都在耶稣里。
And of course, we know in the Gospel of John what it says.
我们知道在约翰福音里面说。
Right, it says, we beheld his glory.
我们也见过他的荣光。
The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
丰丰满满的，有恩典，有真理。
Right, so Jesus dwelt among man, and they beheld his glory.
神住在人的当中，使人可以看到他的荣耀。
They saw God's glory because they saw Jesus.
人能够看到人的神的荣耀，因为他们可以看见耶稣。
And what they saw was that God's glory is full of grace.And full of truth.
他们看到神的荣耀是满了恩典，满了真理。
If we would open up our eyes and ask the Lord to open up the eyes of our hearts, we would see how this this glory the Lord wants to reveal to us all throughout Scripture.
那么如果我们要求神开我们的眼睛, 能够看到这个荣耀的时候,
我们会发现圣经里面满了这样的经文。 So I ask another question.
我问大家另外一个问题。
And bring us back to those questions I posed at the beginning.
那么带回到我一开始的问题。
Why are there so many mentions of glory in the Bible?
为什么圣经里面要常常讲到荣耀?
Why is this such a prevalent theme throughout Scripture?
为什么在圣经里面这是非常重要的一个题目?
And it seems to answer some of that question that I posed at the beginning.
那么要回答我一开始问的这个问题。
About what are we here for? What is God's purpose?
我们要听什么? 神的目的是什么呢?
We were built for glory.
我们, 神造我们是为了荣耀。
Isaiah 43 verse 7.
以赛亚书第43章第7节。
Isaiah 43 verse 7 says this, Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him.
就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所造作的。We
were built for glory.
神造我们是为了荣耀。We
were made to glorify him.
神造我们为了荣耀他。Now
how do we see this word glorify?
我们如何来认识这个词，荣耀他？
Because it's reminding us back of that Psalm 29 about giving glory to his name.
那么诗篇29篇说将荣�ao归给他。
A simple way to look at this word, glorify, is to think about it as magnify.
那么说的简单一点,去荣耀这个词就是呢,magnify. 就是显明。
And maybe there are some scientists in the room.
也许我们当中有一些科学家。
But it's not like magnifying like in a microscope.
不是说呢,我们在显微镜下来检查。
Because that would be making something large, that's something very small.
那在显微镜下呢,把一些小的放大。It,
better way to look at magnify is like a telescope.
那么,而是呢,把它当成一个望远镜。
Something very, very large, and seeing it, and us being able to see it larger.
因为呢,非常的遥远,所以呢,在我们来看就是很小。
God made us, He created us to glorify Him.
神造我们来荣耀他。
Remember, we have to think about how God is Trinity.
那我们想象神是三位一体的。
And before time began, there is the Father, the Son, and the Spirit.
在时间开始的时候有父、有子、有圣灵。
And of course, we can go through, as an example, John chapter 17, and it speaks about this eternal relationship between the Father and the Son and the Spirit.
如果我们回到约翰福音第17章的时候，我们就可以看到父子圣灵他们在永恒中的一。
And how the Father is loving the Son through the Spirit, and the Son is loving the Father, and just there's this never-ending cycle of love being shared between the Father and the Son and the Spirit.
就让我们讲到呢，父如何在灵里面爱子，子如何的爱父，而且呢，但我们可以一直这样看父与子，子与父。
And there's such an overflow of that love, that out of that overflow, He created man.
因为呢，有这样，因为神当中这样。 丰满的爱，所以呢，他创造了人类。
To be able to partake in this oneness of the Father and the Son through the Spirit in love.
使我们在父子圣灵这个一里面，我们可以来分享他的爱。
And of course, we remember how sin separated us from the glory of God.
而罪呢，却将人与神的荣耀分开。
And it's because of what Jesus did on the cross that He restored and reconciled us back to God.
那么，因为耶稣基督在十字架上，他就使人与神重新和好。
So we can have that fellowship that He intended for us to have.
所以呢，我们就可以跟神之间有他所愿意的交通。
And now we, as those who are saved,
我们这些得救的人,
have that deposit of glory in us in Christ.
有耶稣基督在我们里面成为智, 有圣灵在我们里面成为智。
And it's stirring in us to respond and glorify Him.
让我们可以回应神, 可以来荣耀神。
Now, if we think about that,
让我们来思想的时候,
the fact that Christ is in us and we were made to glorify Him,
基督在我们里面, 我们来荣耀他这样的事实,
put that another way, since He is glory and we were built to glorify Him,
我们这样说, 因为他是荣耀神, 在我们来彰显他的荣耀,
what impact does that have on our life?
那么在我们生活中产生什么样的影响?
Touches all aspects of our life.
就影响到我们生活的每一个方面。
Our individual life,
我们个人的生活,
our family life,
我们家庭生活,
our corporate life together,
我们团体的生活。
It speaks of our intersection with the world,
讲到我们与这个世界的交往。
It informs our work,
也影响我们的工作,
our school,
我们的学校。
It speaks of so many different, every part of our life,
讲到我们生活的每一个方面。
Let me try to put it by way of an analogy.
让我做一个比喻。
Because it's important to see when we think about how what this looks like in our life.
那么因为让我们知道这个荣耀在我们生命当中是什么样是非常重要的。
Have you ever been to one of the just magnificent national parks in the United States?
你有没有去过任何一个非常令你惊叹的美国的公园
，like Grand Canyon or Yosemite or anything like that，
这样的公园。
My family, when we were out in Seattle, we spent 4 days in Mount Rainier.
我们家去西雅图的时候去
Mount Rainier. It's a national park in Washington State.
是在华盛顿州的什么国家
？It's a mountain. Yeah, it's just a mountain. It's a mountain.
一个
Actually, it's an active volcano.
是一个山脉，而且呢有活 火山。
Which is just amazing because it's snow capped and there's glaciers on it, but it's an active volcano.
非常的令人惊叹，有火山，但是呢，但是呢却有雪，但是呢却是活的火山。
Which is exciting to be there because you don't know if it's going to explode and then we're to be with the Lord, you know, that day.
当然是。非常的刺激，因为呢，你不知道那火山会不会爆发，让你就到神那里去了。
Okay, but I'll say this: if you've never been to Mount Rainier, obviously you don't see it.
很显然呢，如果你从来没有去过那里的话，你就从来没有看到过。
This is a very simple principle in our Christian lives.
在我们基督的生活中，这是一个很简单的原则。
Right, and for anyone in this room who doesn't know the Lord, we can't enter into this.This glorifying relationship with God until we take that first step of professing our faith in Christ.
那么如果对于一个不认识神的人，当然呢，我们没有办法谈论神的荣耀这件事，除非呢你迈出了第一步来接受主。
And for those of us who do know the Lord, it's taking that step of faith towards Him.
那么我们这些信主的呢，就是凭着信心向前迈出这一步。
In other words, we need to make ourselves available so that we can see His glory.
我们呢要让我们自己预备好，使我们可以看见他的荣耀。
And respond by glorifying Him.
而我们的回应呢，则是来荣耀他。
Now we see Him in His glory and are able to glorify Him when we spend time in His Word.
那么我们看见他，我们花时间在他的话上，使我们可以看见他的荣耀，并且来荣耀他。
When we spend time in fellowship.
当我们在一起交通的时候，
we see Christ in one another.
我们在彼此当中看到基督。
Now, if you went to a place like Mount Rainier, would you ever go blindfolded?
那么如果你到那个山的去的话，你的眼睛会看不见吗？
You never imagine that, right?
你没有办法想象的。
Right, we have to open up our eyes to see.
所以我们必须打开眼睛才能看见。
Too often we go through our Christian lives with blinders on.
但是常常呢，我们在基督徒生活中，我们是瞎眼的。
So focused on things that are temporal.
我们太专注暂时的东西。
That we miss out on seeing His glory.
以至于我们没有看见神的荣耀。
And living out what we were called to do.
也活不出神对我们的呼召。
Now there's no formula for what glorifying God looks like.
那么荣耀的神是如何的呢？没有一个公式。
But one thing that I can say is this.
那么我可以说，但是有一件事我可以说。
When you go to a place where there's glory, so let's use Mount Rainier as this example.
当你去一个有荣耀的地方，比如说那个山的时候。
When you see something that's glorious.
你看到一个荣耀的事情，一个荣耀的东西。
You never think about yourself.
你就不会再想你自己。
Never.
再也不会。
You actually, all the focus is not on you, but actually all the focus is on what is glorious.
你的 重点就不会再是你自己，而是那个荣耀的事。
Right, so I'm there with my family, with my three young children at Mount Rainier.
在那个地方，我遇到有一家，他们家有三个孩子。
And you see this 14,000 foot snow-capped volcano.
你看到呢，在啊一万五千公尺公尺的山上，那里有一个雪山上有一个活的火山。
The foothills of the mountain. Covered in wildflowers.
而在那个山脚下呢，却是满了各式各样的白花。
Streams and waterfalls abounding.
有河流啊，有瀑布。
Did I think about myself?
我还会再想自己吗？
Of course not.
当然不会。
You just sit there and you're in amazement because you're seeing something that's glorious.
你就坐在那里面惊讶，因为你看到荣耀的事。
One of the secrets of seeing His glory
看到神荣耀的一个奥秘
is looking off of ourselves and looking unto Him.
就是不看我们自己而来看他。
Right, the opposite of glory is a word that we very rarely use nowadays.
那么荣耀的反义词是一个我们如今很少很少用的词。
Opposite of glory is vain glory.
荣耀的反面就是 vain glory.
Vain glory.Right, it's a strange word. We don't use this word anymore. In other words, a lot of times it's translated conceited.
虚荣
Yeah. In fact, actually, if you have a King James Bible, it uses the word vainglory.
如果你用的是清经本的圣经，那里面就用了这个。
But more modern translations don't have it because it's just not used in our vernacular anymore.
那么现代版的圣经呢，就不再使用它了。
Right, because vainglory is not a big deal to us. It's just so common nowadays.
那么我们因为我们这个词现在就是
so easy to think about ourselves.
那想象我们自己的时候就比较容易。
We take pictures of ourselves.
我们啊自拍。
All the time.
我们总是自拍。
And then we make that very public.
我们让大家都看到。
Everywhere.
我们到处去张贴。
Because we celebrate ourselves so much.
因为我们一直呢吹捧自己。
But in many ways, that's vainglory.
但是呢，其实那是一种虚荣。
When we see glory,
当我们看到荣耀，
it's like when we've tasted and seen something, we want more of it.
就好像呢，我们尝到了一点，结果我们会更渴慕。
God's glory is a masterpiece.
神的荣耀是一个杰作。
But too often we're consumed or distracted by less than glory.
但是呢，我们常常被不荣耀的东西所吸引。
And I'm going to call that junk food.
那我说他们就是垃圾食品。
Right, so, you know, if you just eat a bunch of chips
for
a meal,
如果你吃饭的时候只是吃一些
potato chips,
薯条的话，炸薯条。
Your lunch today, instead of whatever it is that the brothers and sisters have prepared, all you eat are potato chips.
想象呢，你中饭的时候，你不吃弟兄姐妹所准备的艾叶，你只是吃炸薯条的话，
Will you feel full?
你会饱吗？
Maybe for a little bit.
也许会一会儿。
But you're going to be thirsty and you're going to be wanting more.
那么你会口渴，你就想吃更多。
It's a terrible substitute for beef noodle soup.
那这个呢，是真的是我们对
I don't know what you have to lunch.
牛肉面用薯条来代替牛肉面，是个非常非常糟糕的食物。
And this happens in our life so often.
但是在我们生活中却常常发生这样的事。
Where we replace glory for something that's just not glory.
我们用不荣耀的事来代替荣耀。
There's things that feel filling, but they're actually empty.
好像呢能够满足我们的需要，其实是带给我们空虚。
So just something to ponder. What is junk food in our life that's substituting for His glory?
你可以想一想，在我们生命当中代替荣耀的垃圾食品是什么？
Because the more we see His glory, the more we want to see it.
因为荣耀呢，是我们越看见荣耀，我们就越想要看见。
And the more we see His glory, the more we realize that we're made to glorify Him.
我们越看见他的荣耀，我们越清楚我们是要来荣耀他。
Now, I share this today as really just an introduction to glory.
那今天我所分享的仅仅是介绍荣耀的一个开始。
There's so much depth to this, this matter of glory.
那荣耀这件事情上是其实是有有更多的深度。
This matter of glory intersects with our salvation.
而这个荣耀呢，就跟我们的救赎是相互关联的。
Our salvation is glorious.
我们的救赎是荣耀的。
It speaks of sonship.
讲到了儿子的名分。
How sonship is glorious.
是儿子的名分何等的荣耀。
It speaks of the church.
讲到教会。
How the church is glorious.
教会是荣耀的。
Speaks of God's eternal purpose.
讲到神永远的旨意。
God's eternal purpose is glorious.
神永远的旨意是荣耀的。
And the fact that he's returning soon.
讲到他的再来。
We should see that as glorious.
我们也应当看到这是荣耀。
And for every moment that we have while we're on this earth.
当我们在世上的每一时刻。
To use it in a way that will glorify him.
都是用来荣耀他的。
So to be continued, I'll say.
我们要继续的话。
This is just to give you a taste.
这只是让大家稍微尝到一下。
A taste of that glory.
荣耀，稍微尝到一下荣耀。
Make us all yearn for more.
让我们能够渴慕更多。
So let's close with another word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, we are humbled that you would even share your glory with us.
主啊，当你向我们分享你的荣耀的时候，我们实在要谦卑。
Words can't describe the magnitude of your glory.
人的话真的没有办法描述你的荣耀。
Your majesty, your magnificence, your splendor.
你的光辉，你的尊荣。
Your radiance, your brightness.
你的光辉，你的明亮。
Oh Lord, we want to see more of your glory.
主啊，我们愿意能够更多见到你的荣耀。
We also pray, Lord, that you would show us what it means to glorify you.
主啊，我们也求你让我们明白什么叫荣耀你。
To live in a way that honors you and glorifies you daily.
让我们的生活每天都能够荣耀你，能够尊崇你。
So we just commit to you this word. We're thankful that you just open your heart to us.
我们把这些话真的交在你的手中，我们谢谢你把这些话向我们打开。
And in such an amazing way, even like you showed that glimpse of glory to Moses, that you show your glory to us, we're thankful for that.
我们实在感谢，就像你当初向摩西显现了你的荣耀一样，让我们今天也能够稍微看到一点你的荣耀。
We're thankful we can gather together in your name, and we just turn back to you in Jesus' name.
谢谢你把我们今天召集在一起，我们把这一切再交汇在你的手中，靠耶稣基督的名。